AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey, what's going on, everybody? So today is going to be a little different. I have something to talk about and I am going to vent. It's going to be a rant. There is no story time. The whole thing is me just getting this shit off my fucking chest because I'm a little upset. So I don't know how many of you have seen on the blog, The Jasmine Brand. They did a story covering my upcoming debut on Couples Retreat. I'm going to be on a show with my boyfriend. Yes, I have a boyfriend. Why didn't you guys know? It's because it wasn't the right time for you to know. Honestly, I didn't think that the blogs would grab this shit this fast because the show is not even supposed to air until February 21st, which is a week after my birthday. So this gives me and my boyfriend a lot of time to prepare for our outing, right? So listen, I know exactly how the internet can be toward people. I was in two public relationships prior to this one, okay? I wanted to do this one a little different. I like him. I like him a lot. He likes me, and that's how the fuck we're gonna keep it. We're together. We're enjoying the moment that we are in. We're moving forward. We're getting to know each other better so this shit can last, which I have a lot of optimistic hopes about. And I'm not gonna say who it is, because if you really care enough, you'll do your research. I said the blog is The Jasmine Brand. If you don't, fine, leave us the fuck alone until y'all can't leave us alone anymore. This is what I really want to vent about, guys. I have family. I have friends. I have associates. I have some people that are closer than others who called me and decided to fucking vent to me about something that I could be doing for them instead of taking my boyfriend of only a few months on TV. There were certain conversations that I deemed necessary to talk about in my episode because this is Carefully Reckless. And if I can be real with anyone, it is my motherfucking fans. It is my listeners. It is my supporters. The people who listen to me every day, the very people who will judge me, but not directly to my fucking face. And I appreciate that. Because I don't know you and you don't know me. All you know is that you love Jess Hilarious. This is why I wake up and do this shit every day. I'm talking about not even just my podcast, my life, my fucking career. If I'm not doing something for Ashton, I'm doing it for you guys. Which is why I felt that I owed you guys another side of me. All people know me for being is Jess Hilarious, very loud and oh, clap back. Oh, she gonna scratch your ass if you say something about her. Oh, she's been canceled plenty of times. She just doesn't give a fuck. She's a hood bitch. She's this, she's that, she's ratchet. But no one sees the other side. Now, the other side is Jessica Moore. I'd love for people to know who I really am. I do. Not saying that Jess Hilarious is not me at all, but Jess Hilarious is a character, right? Just Hilarious is young Jessica Moore, before I actually like grew up. Very unapologetic, very insensitive, right? Still have a good heart, always had a good heart. Got that from my mama, but I am still a feminine woman. I'm very soft. I'm very vulnerable. I love, I like, I feel. Just because I don't show it to you guys online does not mean I am not emotionally available. And I am. I know that I am. I'm a crybaby. I love attention. I love to be spoiled. I love all of that. Spoil me with your affection. Drown me in your fucking love. All that violin shit that no one thinks that I am capable of feeling or even liking, because all you see is what I show you. And I haven't shown you that side. That's what you'll get to see in this show. Back to my ranting. I hate the fact that there are some people in my life that just feel so fucking entitled that they have to blame me for everything that's not going right in their fucking lives. And I won't say any names. I won't go as far as saying any names, because these people ultimately will know who they are if they even fucking listen to my podcast. And you know, a couple of them don't, but I can count on you guys to pass the word, and then word will get around, and then word will get around, and this person will tell this person, and then they'll have no other choice but to come listen. How can you call yourself my friend and you say shit to me like, I've sat back and I've watched you create jobs and create wealth for other people, and I've just been sitting here, and you don't even, I have a clothing line I want to get off the ground, and why do I have to sit here and struggle? It's like you leaving me here in the pits. What the fuck are we talking about here? You're a grown ass man. You're a grown ass woman. Get the fuck up off your ass and go start from the fucking bottom like me. Start from the fucking bottom. Go and do that. No one even fucking knows you. How the fuck am I going to give you fame? How? This is why you guys don't see me with a lot of fucking people. And the people that you do see me with, or you have seen me with, I slowly but surely weed them the fuck out. And then you may see me with a person you've never seen me with before. Why? Because everybody needs friends. Everybody needs friends. It's up to you to choose the ones that you need, or to keep around the ones that you keep fucking attracting. But everybody needs friends. Everybody needs a certain energy to match theirs. You know, it's all about your mood. It's all about your personality. It's all about give and take. You're not supposed to just keep giving and giving and giving and giving, and the other person is taking and taking and taking. And then you look up and you're like, damn, well, what the fuck do you do for me other than come around with your eluding fucking presence? What do you do for me? That's what I have to ask myself. I got so many calls and fucking text messages hating on the fact that I decided to take my new boyfriend on a VH1 show. You've only fucking known him for a couple months. And I haven't only known him for a couple months. We're both from Baltimore City. I've known this guy for at least 5+ years. Actually, his little brother was one of my good friends, and I didn't even know that that was his brother. Listen, that's so crazy. It's so funny. Y'all will hear about that on the show. But anyway, back to my shit. How can you feel so fucking entitled to tell me any of this shit? I got old guys that I used to talk to. Now, mind you, none of these guys were even my fucking boyfriend, but you know, everybody has somebody that they talk to, a talk to situation. Damn, I wasn't good enough. How you gonna take yo on TV? I wasn't good enough. You don't even understand the shit that is coming out of your fucking mouth. The shit that is coming out of your mouth is saying, Jess, you're supposed to be my come up. Y'all don't even know that shit is seeping through your voice. That's even louder than the actual words that you're saying. Jess, you were supposed to put me on. Jess, you're supposed to be my come up so I can use you up and then abuse you and then fucking leave you. You're supposed to be my come up. There's a fucking reason why I ain't fucking with either one of y'all niggas no more. I even have a friend that hits me about the new friend that I've been around. If you have been paying attention to me, then you will see I have a new friend. This girl's energy is prophetic. I love it. It's her fucking energy. She does something for me as well. No fucking homo, because I know everybody's mind is going to go straight to the gutter. I'm not gay. I have a boyfriend. Duh. But no, her energy is fucking needed. It's necessary. All I've been fucking surrounded by here and there are fucking leeching devils. Seriously. I'm so fucking sick of it. And I hate to say it, but I fucking hate people. I do. And that shit feels so good when I say it. Maybe that's toxicity in its own right, but I fucking hate people. Why? Because the same exact people who tell you, oh, I love you, oh, I'm always there for you, oh, I've been here since day one, have fucking betrayed me and I let you back in my fucking life. Let's not sit here and act like you're fucking Mary the Saint and you haven't done anything to make me question why the fuck I'm even still around you. Are you serious? Fuck you. I can't stand people. Now let's kick it over to a brief break.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I do is put the fucking people that are closest to me on all of my YouTube shows. I do the co-parenting therapy with my son's dad. Who the fuck is he? But I'm trying to put him on, right? Come on. I have guests on my fucking podcast. So you people know who these people are in my life. My sister, my best friend, my brother, my other friend. I put people the fuck on. But no, there are levels. There are levels to certain shit that I see. Maybe the podcast is not big enough for them. Oh, maybe them going on my YouTube, one of my YouTube series is not good enough for them. And then not to mention, I'm still making it my goddamn self. I still have dreams and things that I want to do just by myself, on my own. VH1 Couples Retreat was a great opportunity. More than me just going on there with my boyfriend, like I said, I wanted to open up my audience to a different side of me. I'm kind of doing it right now. And I kind of don't want to fucking do it. I kind of want to fucking just continue to be fucking ratchet. Because that's when I get through to everybody. That's when everybody is scared to say shit like that to me. When I'm at my most ratchetest fucking point. But I show a little bit of softness and all that shit. And then everybody's like, well, damn. I've been here since day one. What the fuck makes him so great? You don't even understand the way that you look at me. I see it. I see it clearer. I'm going to come up to a lot of the fucking people that are close to me. Even when we go out to fucking eat, oh, everybody's just looking at me to pay the bill. No, bitch. If it's fucking six of us and the bill is $600, cough up $100 every fucking body. Or I'm going to start being like, oh, I'm broke. Or maybe I won't come the fuck out no more. That's just it. I'm so sick of that shit. I am a regular human being. I'm not obligated to make anyone famous. I'm not obligated to take anyone with me. I actually tried to do that several times and I've got stabbed in the back so many fucking times. So when y'all text me and send me DMs and be like, why him and why not me and all that shit. Think about how many times you've crossed me. Think about the shit that I did do for you. Don't fucking forget. Think about how many times I've taken you back into my life. Friend, ex, whatever, family member, whoever. I'm talking to fucking everyone. I have two friends right now who can't even be in the same fucking room together for too long because one is so fucking territorial that they don't like when I'm with the other one. Envy, jealousy, intimidation. For what? Then I feel like I spread myself thin trying not to put these two together. It's like, yo, I love the energy you bring me. I love hanging around you, but I can't have you two together because then I'm a fucking referee. I know you don't like this person. I know you don't like this person, but what the fuck am I to do? Right? It puts me in a fucked up place. So what do? I dead that shit. I go get a new friend. And that may sound very, very fucking cold. I don't give a fuck. You got to start doing what you have to do for you. Because once you stop trying to live for everybody else, you free yourself of all the standards that people put on you. Like, what the fuck? Why did I even feel bad for a split second? One of my friends called me last night and was like, damn, you told me that I was going to be in one of your shows. And then I look up and you take your fucking boyfriend. Is he even your real boyfriend on TV? What are you doing? How come we didn't even know you had a boyfriend? You didn't even post him, but you went on a show with him? I felt bad for a second. And then I was like, wait a minute. Fuck you. Fuck you, for real. Because I don't give a fuck what you think. I don't care how you feel. I need you to understand something about me. I've cared so long about how others look at me. And this is news to y'all too, because I know I seem so very unapologetic. And for the most part, I am. But when it's people closest to me, they know how to get under your skin. You may get online and you may post a picture and realize that all your bad comments come from people you don't know. And you're like, fuck them. But when it comes from the people that do know you, it's even more fucked up that y'all can say that shit about me or to me. You know, it's entitlement. I can't stand it. I don't owe anyone shit. I don't. My boyfriend didn't ask me to take him on a show. My boyfriend actually said no a trillion fucking times, a billion fucking times. And I had to tell him, listen, I want to help you grow your fucking brand because you actually have one. Unlike so many people that I try to put on who don't have any fucking thing going on, but always want to have the most to say. He said no. He said no. He was like, no. That's your thing. You're the actress. You're a celebrity. I'd rather not. I don't want to. Just, I've not been on camera. I'm a really, really popular person, but I've not been on camera, and that is not for me. It took me days and days of fucking convincing. We weren't even about to do it because he was taking so long to see the vision that I had for him. Once he said yes, once he checked with his child, he talked it over with his male best friend, his female best friend, to get two different perspectives. Once he really, really, really felt comfortable, which he still did not, he told me yes. And that was that. I'm like, I'll coach you. I got you. I want you to trust me. I'm not going to have you looking bad. I'm not going to add to you looking bad because listen, when this shit comes out, there are going to be people who hate you. There are going to be people who will judge you. There are going to be people that don't even know you that will look at you and say anything they want to say. And that's fine. That's what you got to be prepared for. Because I'm prepared for it. There are so many things that I know people are going to say. I don't give a fuck. So I convinced him to do it. And he did it. He did it for me. And then by the end, he know he had did it for himself. Because it helped him in so many fucking ways. You'll fucking see. For the record, I love helping people who don't ask for the fucking help all the time. I love helping people who I feel like will be better off after I help them. I like helping people who can benefit me as well. Like my trainer. She's my friend. I always knew I wanted to fucking eat better. I just didn't have the discipline. And I knew I wanted to be vegan. I knew that I know that's like a good thing, a better way of eating habits. You know, it prevents diabetes. It prevents all these fucking generational fucking curses of eating habits and shit. I know that. I'd love to live a million more years being vegan. It was just that when I was with Wayne and he introduced me to vegan food, that shit was disgusting. Then I met my trainer. Her and her whole family cooks. They're like a fucking vegan 5-star restaurant by themselves. That's when I realized, I'm like, oh, so all vegan shit isn't nasty. Okay, so now I can eat this shit. Okay, you just have to find what's good for you.
I love to work out. I have a fitness brand. She's a trainer. You see where I'm going with this? It's an exchange of not only energy, but business as well. We're creating content. She's a professional fucking trainer. I'm not. I used to do videos just playing around, not even really working out. And I would work out after. But I'm like, you know what? No, why not record the real workout with an actual vegan trainer who's also helping me change my diet, who's helping me meal prep, who's helping me with fucking energy anyway because I'm a woman and she's a woman. It makes sense. These are the people I want to be around. If I can elevate you and you can elevate me, this is great. If we can help each other elevate, these are the people that I want to be around, the people who will not use me, the people who are not looking at me when the fucking bill comes out. No, the people who are not constantly asking me, why are you hanging with these people? Hang with me. I hate that. I hate it. I have a really, really close friend and you know who you are, bitch. You ask me, you're always with them now. Like, why are you hanging with them? And you have a million, kajillion fucking friends. Bitch, I don't care. I hang with who socially satisfies me. That's what it is. And y'all gotta understand, in the line of work that I'm in, the shit that I do, it's so easy to attract evil people, people who will leech off of you. So understand, when I recognize an energy and I like it and it's great, I hold on to that shit because that shit is hard to come by. And just like that, we have come to the end of the fucking episode. I love you guys. Keep loving on me because trust me, I do need it. Keep loving me. Keep loving me for who the fuck I am. And on February 21st of 2022, you will see the other side of who I am. And just like that, we are done. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.